Well, I can remember setting off with Mr. Dunt Ross and his daughter, Kalina, and we set off from the house in Old Mill Road then, and we managed to get to just the post office here, and he couldn't go further. This was us trying to get to Freeburn to get cigarettes. Do you know this? It was the loveliest time. That snow was so high, it was higher than a car. And by good luck, the men were here that were doing their A9, and they were living behind the houses in Old Mill Road in caravans. And one of them had a set of skis, and he had skied along the snow up towards the shop. And because he did that, we had dug out our narrow path, and we got to that onto that ski because it made a kind of path, and we were able then to walk. And what we did, the phone rang for a good few days. The shop was shut, and Mr. Carson was sitting down in Cottam's house. It was the Cottams that had it down the smithy there, and he was babysitting for them. They had gone into Inverness to shop for food. And Mr. Carson was down there with five children, and he phoned along and said he had no food. So I phoned Mrs. Mackay, the shop, and I said, if I could get the keys along here, I could go up and maybe try and open up the shop to let Mr. Carson get food. Well, as it turned out, Betty's husband was going about in
a
snow track, and he took Jean Mackay along to the shop, and we got the shop opened for John Carson to get some food. Meantime, stock was running out in the shop, so therefore she phoned Inverness. This was just before the phone started to die, because I think probably a battery took over in the exchange, and then with people using the phone, they began to peter out. And Andrew then came down and said to most of us in Old Mill Road, "Would you save all your ashes? Get as much ashes as we can get." And we all saved our ashes, and then carried them up to the shop and went up behind the shop into the field, and we made an H in the snow with ashes, and the helicopter came with what Jean needed in the shop. It was amazing. Toilet rolls, candles, oh,
milk,
bread and things like that.
But were you off power for very long?
Been over a week, I think. But I remember I made a pan of soup. I had a little two-ringed gas cooker, and I made a pan of soup because I brought home bacon from the shop on the Saturday. That was the last day the shop was open, and it really was howling. Drunk Ross's car was up at the tree at the top, at the bottom of where the pub was, and Dunk's car was opposite that at the tree, and it was covered.
Yes.
It was covered in snow, and we were going in, along the snow and down into the shop. And it was amazing the folk that came to the shop could have half a pound of bacon or a half a pound of ham. And we had no electricity, so we couldn't cut ham or anything like that.
So you worked in the shop?
I worked in the shop for 8 years. If we could do anything mischievous, we would. I made a pan of soup, and I said to Alistair, I put it in an old milk pail, washed it out and put the soup in that, and I says, go round to Dunk Ross with some soup. And I can see him yet on his belly and putting the pail in front of him, and then working his way in his belly, putting the pail ahead of him. That was the way he worked to the door to give them soup. And I put the dog out eventually when it got all hardened, and I put the dog out to do its business. And the next thing, I looked out the window, and the dog walked past the window mm-hmm. and along path over the fences and all the other gardens because yes. I never thought the snow was so high that mm-hmm. the dog could go.
You couldn't see fences.
No, they were buried.
Well, when he went back, I never thought back home with a snow truck, he was driving over the top of the fences.
It was amazing. Oh, and the glee when we seen that first digger come in to make a path to let us out. Mm-hmm. And of course, it was the old A9 then
that
would
right.
come up. Mm-hmm. And Alistair and I had gone in on the Saturday to get new tyres in the car. And when we came to Craggy Brae, which was quite steep, I had to get in the back and start jumping in the back to get up the brae. And we were meeting some of them that were going into shop, you know, as we were coming back, and we were thinking, oh, they'll never get back, they'll never. And they didn't. The helicopter had to bring them back. But it was a happy time because we were all in a...
Yes.
We were all in the same boat.